Okay, so we spent some time on Yetzer last time, and we're holding an Ava Rabba. So let's take a look at the Shtiglin of Rabbeinu Bechaya that he brings in Karakemach. Karakemach is like, it's a Sefer Rabbeinu Bechaya that goes with the Seder Aleph Beis, sort of encyclopedia of sorts. So this is going on Or, on Ner Chanukah. So what's the, he's addressing the problem, what's the kesha between Ava Rabba to Yetzer Or? I mean, you'd expect the brachas to have some sort of synchronization, some sort of kesha one with the other. So he says, Ukashem shor aner netzom or ha-shemesh, kach ha-toyrish ha-balpeh netzelzim toyrish ha-biksav. So he's speaking of it in the context of Ner Chanukah, that you have things like sun and light, where the light is part of the sun, and then it becomes something independent. It's a tzir for us. Normally, for instance, if I want to take a piece of this table, I have to break it in two and take the table. The idea that there's something that is of it, but can become separate, like or and shemesh, is an idea like Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Ksav. Torah Shabbat Ksav is a dove of mutzak. It's something that's there, you know, permanent. And the light is some netzel. So that's what he's speaking in that context. And then he says, David HaMelech says, "Is mitzvah Hashem aside with kale? His can inflate the pnuos gal galim." And Umalach Hashem Shev Meloilom, Vihiske Achrav, Toyos Hashem Timima, Lady Eno Shadainish, or God Lamalam and Hashemish, or Toyra, or Mizema Mira Seinayim, Yosem and Hashemish. So he says, David HaMelech takes the Shemish and he says the Shemish is very big, very Hoshev. Toyra is even more than that. And then he brings the Fiseid Amizma Tiknulon Chazal Voidin of Sar Secha, Lema Achayitzim Oiris, Mitamazeb Batsma, the Fikah Himshul Amitzaner Torah. So he says, this is where the Birchas, Krishma comes in. So whenever you have these type of comparisons that are kind of vague, light is big and good, Torah is big and good. I mean, if you tell somebody, I like you like grapefruit, because I like grapefruit a lot, like you a lot, you understand that you're looking for something that has a little more connection. You want to understand it's not bidarkei chochma to use dugmos that there's, you know, it's tonachit and verlosayrim. So why? Light is important, Torah is even better. What is it? So I don't remember if we spoke about it in the beginning of Tzar, but the point is the Bri of Or, we've spoken about it over the years, the Bri of Or is strange because to have that as it's one of the many things in the world, but you could argue that water is more important than light. People who are blind survive without Or, but if they can't drink, if there's no water, you can't survive. So if you look, water is more important, and air is still more important. So you don't find you don't find that same duggish on it. The answer is Or means that it allows itself to be nitfas by us. If an animal lives in a world and it takes in oxygen and water and food and senses danger and so on, but there's no tfisa and no hakara of anything around it. The grasp, the understanding of something is unique to Adam. So Oyer, in its specific sense, even a blind person who understands the world will call that a certain level of aura. In other words, he understands what's going around him. He can form a picture. He touches a lot of things, then he forms a bigger picture. So the Bria of Oyer in the world is the ability to be Tefis the world. That's what the Bria of Oyer is. And it gives a person a tremendous amount of das. But it's, so one level of ur that gives a person a tremendous amount of das is the tfisa kalalis of the bria. That's the ma'oiris in the bria is a tfisa of the bria. But the tfisa of the bria is limited because it expresses, it is a rotzen of Hashem, and a person can understand a lot of Hashem, but it certainly is not all expressing everything in it. We don't have any sense, we have a very vague sense of Ratzon Hashem. So Avraham Avinu was able to be Oymer on right and wrong from the Bria. But we don't have anything like it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, which is a Ha'ara, an understanding of Ratzon Hashem that is vastly deeper than the Ha'ara that we have when we look at the Bria from the outside. So both cases, we're talking about a Ha'ara, about Ur, which means the ability to be typhus, to be cognizant, to understand, which is what makes us different than a Baal Chai. A Baal Chai is Oymer on the Kudus, but there's no Klolistic piece of things. We have one Ha'ara which comes from the Bria, and it's enlightening. Both the Bria mechanically, and even like the Gemara says, we could have learned Sneas from a Baal Chai, we could learn Gesel from a Baal Chai, and so on. But Lemaisa, it's vague, it's not strong enough. Torah is not which is much stronger. So the two brachas are talking about the same thing. The ability for Adam to be makir and to be taifis, on a lower darga, it's the tfisa klolius of Moiris, on a higher darga, it's the tfisa of Horus HaTorah. Let's take a look at the piece from the Migdal David. Brocha Shnia, the last piece on the Amid. Avas Olam Afton. By the way, the gears of most Rishonim is Avas Olam. Acha Shehiske Brocha Rishonim in Yechesed Hashem Kesed HaMetzias. Hiske Brocha Zu Hagdolas Chas Aleinu Bro'anu B'Tzalmoy V'lamadnu Terosei V'adichenu Lechz B'drochav V'nidak V'nchai Loilam. So he says a little bit different. He says that the first Brocha relates to the natural world in his physical self, that's the entire scope of the world, and that's one chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The second bracha, Avos Olam, relates to the tfisa of any dimension of ruchnis and so on. It's a fairly similar idea. They're both along the same axis of tfisa and akara. The first one deals with the natural world, the second one deals with content and total. Let's take a look at the next page, 258, the Kuzari. Kuzari says, V'chein berchas abas oylam, mechavin achosid, ki ho'inyin aloikai dovak, be'eda mochenes dekabloi, ki dovak ho'or b'mara zakor. So the second one is abas oylam, the Kuzari goes to a different kavanas of brachas, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a Ha'ara. You have, just like when you shine a light on something, when you have different objects, something that is dark rejects the light totally and doesn't it doesn't reflect anything. Something that is transparent and clear, it's as if the ur becomes part of it. It's, by the way, it was something that we take it for granted, but in the old days, transparent things were very hard to come by. Transparent solids, glass was highly impure, crystals were found occasionally, diamonds. The fact that we have so much transparent glass and plastic didn't exist. It was a dvar pella that you could have a solid thing and see through it. So it was a mushroom. That's why the Kuzi used it as a mushroom. It's as if everything has a metzias. So if I have something over here, this mitzias blocks this mitzias, and I can't see it. If it's transparent, it's as if the mitzias of the tree that I see up there became incorporated in the glass. I see it in the glass. It was something that was my people's pella. So he says, there's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we were constructed in a way that we could absorb HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ha'ara. What is Mechamnam's Olam is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for a human being to absorb HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ha'ara, the way in which something clear absorb light. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma was mechayev that the Ha'ara would be dafka on people who have antagonistic properties to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The etzim, we could be extremely obtuse. We could not reflect it. But once a person purifies himself, the Kuzari is adding a nature over here that is that goes to the, I guess, the heart of this drama. When I talk of a person's level, how much hashgacha in the sense of being mafkia teva and being able to live with hashgacha in the sense of it doesn't make a difference what the teva around me is like, is does a person have? So it has to do with how much the person's mitzias is of the other world rather than of this world. So the more is nisdabik in a person, a kesha, a mitzias of a loikias, of being above this world, then the rules of the game change accordingly. In other words, it's not just a tit for tat, it's not a schar and a onesh, it's who you are and what you are. The more you davuk and shayach to el yoinim, the less you shayach to achayim. So since a person's mitzias is could be mizdache and become like clear, transparent. So b'meila, any HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through, and it becomes like the person's mitzias, and b'meila's mitzias is of Elokius rather than of Artzius. The two brachas are staggered. First, there's a teva in the world, and the teva has its own dynamics, and then the person becomes somebody who can become zeicher to this oyer, and b'meila different rules will apply for him. So the second bracha is really sort of the hafka of the first one. There's yoytzam oyeris, that's one thing. Ahavas olam is a different take on people that is generated by this type of hanhaga. So whether or not teva is shaylit on the person depends on whether the person is a tiviistic person or not a tiviistic person. So this type of inyan is not something that just is because you're doing what's right. It's because a person became something beyond. A person was mizach himself and became something more than. The Elo Hoya Ma'atim Lemina Adam Bad Yaakov, Virach Aka Yaakov Yechidin Lekol, was Chal Al Kol Zen Yerkri Ma'av Aliyasam Lelekim. So until Avram Avinu, this was individuals. There was Yechidim in each star that were that darker. But that it should become an Ummah that as a nation has that type of thing, that waited till Yaakov and his children. Moshe Siddur calls them Midas Kesedek Galgalei HaShemayim, Abba the Golden Tegra Rivei Shemayim, Shem Osa Shevek Tank Shasim Azolus, and Machlavim, and so on. Calls them Meral Abba Valzei Shabachas Eloikov. So the content of this bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkia us from the Seder Olam. He gave us the possibility, or as a nation, he gave us the mohus that we would become something beyond that. Let's see one more piece over here. Take a look, it's on page 261. It's the Avudram, it's the end of Avudram. He says like this. He's bothered by a question of Avudram. He says, since Lamaisa, these are Birkas Prishma, and they are and the sort of leading up to Krishna, which deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yichud, would it not make more sense to end the brachas with some sort of bracha Yichud? Mele Yoytza Ma'oris is a bracha about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nifloa Sabore, so I could include Yoytza Ma'oris as being a bracha Yichud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made everything in the world. But Abaycha B'Am Yisrael Ba'ava is a very, very local bracha. It's got to do with us and Hashem, and it's got not much to do with Yichud and so on. So why is it that? That's the question he's answering. B'timotzei, ki b'bracha zu nechlolem dvorim rabim, k'ashem yavo yisani mikol ha'umais, v'nosan an ha'teira, u'lehamen b'yichudei v'shadoyim akor. So why don't you, if the point is that we ma'aminim in the yichud, that's what it's all about, why don't we answer on that? Mipnei she'siper ha'yichud im lo yeh me'ava u'melev sholem lo yoel klum. So he says something here that I think is extraordinary. I could understand it in two ways, but I think I'm going to try to consider it in both ways. He says over here that the yichud without ava lo yoel klum. So it could mean that in the Rambam, when the Rambam starts out his sefer of Yisari HaTorah, the first perek is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being one, nobody, etc., etc. Then his second perek, he says, is Okay la nichpad va noira mitzvah la'avul yira oisa. In other words, the understandings that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not important as a philosophy or as an understanding. It's only important that it starts becoming ahava. The muscle. If I come and tell you, you know, there are people starving in Africa, millions and tens of millions of people starving in Africa. If you say, okay, that's another fact I know. It's like, you know, how many words for snow is there in Alaskan, and what do pandas eat in China, and how many people are starving in Africa? That's a meaning. That idea has no shaykhs really by Vodas Hashem, unless that idea sparks a certain ahava. Unless it becomes emotion, then it's not it's a yol klum. It's not meaningful at all. For it to be meaningful, the knowledge that Hashem is echad is the fact of it is irrelevant of Adam. So it's only relevant to Adam because Adam can emote. Adam can bring it to the level of emotion. That's one knech. Possible also the reverse side of it. A person, when you talk to, when people speak about emunah, and people have problems with emunah, and shailas with emunah, and so on, and answer, and talk, and philosophize, all of the all of the tzipur hadvarim about emuna is not going to register on a person unless the if the person has baggage, he has issues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's upset at something, the logic is not going to land or register in any way. It's not. In other words, sipur of yichud that has no ava to it is not going to land on a person.
What
do you mean? I'm a logical person. I can understand logically one way and feel another way. Yes, I can logically look at how much money is the bank account, say to myself, I'd like to have a lot more. But let's say about a person, how many times can we express admiration for a person that we don't like? So let's say this person is brilliant beyond words, but I don't like him, we're not a good relationship. It's the lack of feeling or the negative feelings are going to impair any type of evaluation. And maybe if we have no choice, we'll begrudge and say, he has a very good memory, but he's a stupid person. And we'll find a way to express it. It does affect it. There's no such thing as a person being maimon when he's not an ohev. So it could be it also means the opposite. Is if there is no ahava to start with, if a person doesn't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been there for him, cares for him, is ohev, then the person is not going to express yichud. His mind will either reject it outright or be distant from it. It's not going to become absorbed in the person. So the Mela, before we say Krishna, we have to understand Avas Hashem, and then it's possible to be Miyachet to say Balev Shalom. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Then why does Hashem make it that our regish blocks are sinful? And we're so limited.
Because a person is, it's the regish is where this, it's the gateway from the seichel to the meisim, and it's haba hatalia. A person's meisim include himself. In other words, whether or not my seichel mechayev me, I'm going to have to. In other words, this is where I come into the picture. You want me to do something about it. This is a fantastic Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva. Should I go there or not? My emotions are the gateway to that. Shalom Ezer. Pissed off.